Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Howard covering. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Stroud moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee goes all the way around to score. McCraw moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Conigliaro moves to second. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Adair moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Foy reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. Bell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foy scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. There goes Yastrzemski. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Foy bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tardabul moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to third. Foy moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don McMahon. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Conigliaro moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for John Buzzard. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim O'Toole now pitching. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Jose Tartabull. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith now playing center field. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Conigliaro moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes a dare. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.